This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At a news conference Thursday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was asked if he worries about Russia escalating the Ukrainian war by using a tactical nuclear weapon. Here's what he said.
We are certainly concerned about escalation. We have been so from the very beginning of this conflict. And that's why we believe that it's important to communicate with our allies and partners, and also with our adversaries.
Austin spoke to reporters as the U.S. Defense Department released an 80-page unclassified report describing the United States' latest national defense strategy. Russia has called on the United Nations Security Council to launch an investigation into what it calls the military biological activities of the United States in Ukraine. This according to a statement by Russia's foreign ministry. The United States and Ukraine deny the existence of any laboratories to produce biological weapons in Ukraine, and the UN says it's not aware of any biological weapons program in Ukraine. Protests sparked by the death of a young woman in police custody in Iran continued Thursday, with reports of clashes between police and demonstrators in the northwestern city of Mahabad. Witnesses say shots were fired at protesters. Demonstrations in Mahabad swelled after the death the night before of a man reportedly shot dead by police. Iranian state media said protesters angered over the suspected death of the demonstrator broke windows of banks, a tax office, and other public buildings. And in Ukraine, servicemen fired Western-supplied howitzers Thursday in an undisclosed location in the Zaporizhia region. This is VOA News. The European Union on Thursday moved to tighten laws governing the trade and transport of guns to help keep illicit firearms out of the hands of criminal gangs, amid concerns that the war in Ukraine could increase the spread of illegal weapons. Home Affairs Commissioner Ylva Johansson urged the EU member countries and the European Parliament to swiftly adopt the new measures. At a news conference, she said the EU is tightening its laws on the gun trade.
This is an urgent regulation that we have adopted today in the Commission, and I hope that the co-legislators will swiftly adopt it. It urges because we see from the Europol SOCTA report that the organized criminal groups are being more and more violent.
Home Affairs Commissioner, the executive branch of the EU, the European Commission, estimates that around 35 million illicit weapons are in the hands of civilians across the 27-nation bloc. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Thursday that new GDP data shows strength in the U.S. economy, but also some evidence of a healthy slowdown that could have a positive impact on fighting high inflation, speaking to reporters on a trip to Cleveland to tout the Biden administration's economic policies. Yellen said she still does not anticipate a recession, but the U.S. government has the fiscal capacity to respond to economic weakness if appropriate. The U.S. economy grew 2.6% in the third quarter, rebounding after contractions earlier this year. A man armed with a knife has stabbed five people inside a shopping center south of the Italian city of Milan. Italian media say one person has been killed in the attack. The news agency La Presse said police arrested a 46-year-old Italian man suspected in the attack. The motive for the attacks was unknown. Italian authorities say there were no elements to suggest terrorism. South Africa's president Cyril Ramaphosa on Thursday regretted as unfortunate the U.S. embassy's issuing of a warning of a possible weekend terrorist attack in the country without consulting his government. The U.S. embassy on Wednesday posted the alert on its website and identified the potential target as Sandton, a suburb in the country's financial hub of Johannesburg. Sandton is a collection of high-end shops and lofty office blocks and banks. It's commonly referred to as the richest square mile on the African continent. The alert said the attack could occur there on Saturday. And once again, our top story at a news conference, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said while China is listed as the U.S. biggest security challenge, the National Defense Strategy also highlights Russia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.